Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men, Walking Tall, The President's Men. Speaking of presidents, did you guys remember to vote today? We got some voters in the house. Little stickers. That guy's got a Douglas Movies button on. They give you those at the voting booth when you do your part. Nashville, Tennessee, Thursday night, November 6th. That's this Thursday. I'm doing stand-up at 9:30 p.m. And then Saturday, I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies at 4:20, both shows at Zany's. And I've also got shows this month in Tempe, Tampa, San Diego, DougLovesMovies.com for all the deets, dates, and links. And Netflix havers, people who have Netflix, watch Doug Dynasty this Thursday, also November 6th. And watch it Friday, too, for all I care. Like, get up every day and watch, have a Doug Dynasty day. Smoke a few bowls, watch my special, and then, forget to go to work or whatever. I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. Prize Bag's got a lot of great stuff in it, and an album by something called, a band called Leon that I acquired, and... do not have the means to play, so maybe the winner tonight will have some sort of old-timey device to play this on. But if you're into more modern shit, you could check out my CD, Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, and lots of other fun stuff that's in the bag that we will sort through it with the guests. You can see there's 4 chairs tonight, which means we got 4 great guests. Please give a big warm welcome, UCB, to Cedric Yarbrough, Michaela Watkins, Oscar Nunez, and Matt Besser. Here they come. Sit wherever you like, you guys. Anywhere on the stage, Oscar. I should have been more clear about that. There's a couple of good seats out there you might have tried to snag. But thank you, all of you, for being here. And let's start off with first-time guest, Michaela Watkins, everybody. So casually waving to the crowd, not even interested in her microphone. There you go. Talking to that for a second, please. Oh, no. She just can't speak. She lost her voice.
She doesn't know either.
Such a pro about it, yeah.
She must have lost her hearing, too.
Weird Twilight Zone.
God, she won't shut up, though.
Have you ever seen a group of people doing sign language having an argument with all each other?
Yeah.
Because they have to, they're constantly hitting each other to, because you got to look, like, look at my hands while I'm trying to argue with you.
Yeah.
So they're, like, hitting each other a lot. I didn't even realize that that would be part of it, you know?
Hitting isn't just an exclamation point?
As in, like, you know, look at my hands.
Right.
But they have to constantly do that if it's a group of people are all arguing with each other.
They're the demographic.
Use your microphone, voice.
There's a microphone.
They're the demographic with the most cases of whiplash because of that.
Okay, don't use your microphone. I'll take it back.
Yeah, I get it.
But just hang on to your mics, you guys. We're gonna need you to speak again repeatedly throughout the show. But I just want to start off by saying that there is sort of a theme in place here tonight because Michaela is the executive producer of a new program called Benched on on USA. They know characters. Boom. And
characters, welcome.
Yes, right. That's what it is. And that's on the side of the prize bag tonight because Michaela brought a bag of benched swag. We got a gigantic benched coffee mug that you could have soup out of if you want to change things up.
And then, soup, welcome.
And then two hot liquids, welcome.
Those are gavels.
They're little, they're pencils.
It's
also
a legal show.
They're also gavels. They're gavels for the least effective judge in the history of everything.
I said order.
And then also some lovely file folders that say Benched USA on them. Mm. They really stuck to the law theme of the program.
I'm glad, because it would be weird if it was like benched baseballs. Benched balls.
Balls.
Park benched.
And the premise of Benched is that the great Eliza Coop from Happy Endings stars in it as a hotshot lawyer who gets taken down a peg or two and has to work for the DA's office.
Public
defender.
As a public defender.
There you go.
The opposite of the DA's office.
Right, the other office across the hall.
Like when they go, you have a right to a lawyer if you can't afford one.
Right.
That's them.
So
that's
she does it. And then she has to do, at least in the first episode that I saw, she has to compete with her ex is the on the other opposing counsel.
Yeah.
Friction. Dramatic friction.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And then more dramatic friction is brought by Cedric Yarbrough's here, everybody, who went from the great Reno 9/11 to he is...
What?
That's why it failed.
It's Reno September 11th.
Yes.
Come on, Doug.
And... where he was a law officer, and now you are a bailiff on Benched. What is that? A demotion?
That's
sideways?
Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
How they do a black man in Hollywood. No, I'm really happy. Michaela wanted me to be a part of the show, and I was like, yeah, I would love to be a part of the show.
Bailiff. Do you only do roles in law enforcement roles?
No.
Just say yes.
Okay, yes.
From now on, Hollywood, Cedric's your man if there's law enforcement involved. And Oscar Nunez is here, everybody, of The Office and now Benched, and also the motion picture The Proposal,
which I
often cite as one of the rom-coms that I can tolerate.
Same here.
Right?
Yeah. I agree 100%.
It's absolutely bearable. And but you have a
it sounds
insulting,
it's
but I
very
meant,
bearable.
I meant in the scale of rom-coms, it's like it's actually somewhat charming.
It is.
I keep digging a deeper hole. But you're great.
Is that the blurb? It's absolutely bearable.
Is there a reason we don't
somewhat charming?
We don't wipe this down. Can we?
You need to wipe down. Let me ask somebody. Does anybody here have a wet? Like a rag or something.
I wasn't being serious. I was giving you a comedic put down because you dissed my proposal movie. I thought I'd put down your table.
That's my deepest point of pride in this podcast is this fucking table. And I was pretty upset that you needed it wiped down. And I was gonna take care of business.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
Yeah.
Bearable.
You don't talk about the table enough with your listeners, as a matter of fact.
No, like, a lot these of the guys listeners are appreciating don't even know there's a table, yeah.
It's barely a table.
When I do these shows on the road, I say no table, please, because I'm all about the bass. No table. Cedric brought a copy of Reno 911 Miami, the movie, and it's unrated. Does that mean like we get to see your dong or something, or
yes.
Or Dangle finally comes out of his pants?
My penis is out in that movie.
Or maybe there's a whale, a beached whale on the back.
That's my penis we're talking about.
Oh shit!
In the movie.
Look at his penis, everybody. Yeah. That is nice.
Wow.
That's a good size. Nice penis. Nice blowhole.
Thank you.
All right, so that's in the prize bag, and Matt Besser's here, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Check out the table.
You brought the UCB Black DVD.
This is a first time it going out. We're filming acts from both theaters on both coasts that do particularly well during the year. A lot of unknowns there, and just putting out a DVD every year. So we'll be doing that, and this will be the first one we're giving away.
And why is it called Black?
Because that's that color in front of you. I don't know.
Like each year it'll be a different color, album. Or next year it'll be black too?
Blacker.
And then you also brought the 6 most important sets in the history of stand-up, your comedy CD.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's right. You play a bunch of different characters on that.
I do. Thing.
And they're all on the back. Who's this guy with his pants just pulled up and his shirt tucked in?
He's a clone that escaped from the clone laboratory.
Okay. Because all the other characters are quite elaborate, and that one's just like you in a t-shirt and wearing your pants weird.
Well, that's actually a skirt, but you can't tell, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you can't tell.
It's also
a
child shirt.
Oh, all right. Well, there's a lot of really interesting characters, it turns out. I'm glad I dug into that.
Yeah.
Glad we got into it.
Characters welcome.
Oh, and some weed thing that I threw in there. All right, so all that stuff is in the prize bag. Somebody's going to win it tonight. We, as you could see, we've got some newer players, so I'm not going to force them to... you'll see what we're going to do. But before we do that, since this is Doug Loves Movies, and you guys are all performers, and you probably go to... You've seen movies.
I've seen them.
Yeah. What was the last movie you saw, Matt Besser?
I have a newborn, relatively. I feel like I'm not going to be able to go to the movie theater for a while, but I do watch them on Netflix. That counts, right? I saw this one that I think's new to Netflix called Blue Rain. Has anybody seen that one? Or know what I'm talking
about? Blue Ruin?
Is that it?
Yeah. There's Black Rain, but that's not new to Netflix.
Did I really fuck up the title? And it's the one...
Blue Ruin.
Is it about a dude,
he's got the beard at the beginning and... Later.
It's like a revenge movie, and he goes and he kills people.
Yeah.
I don't remember him having a beard, but yeah.
Yeah, because at the beginning, he's like getting out of...
In the second scene, he shaves it.
Yeah.
But he's a real unassuming killer, right?
Yeah.
That's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
Is it Blue Ruin?
He's so...
Fuck.
Blue Ruin. He's so unassuming that it's kind of a surprise that he starts killing people.
Yeah.
And you ruined it.
It's
that's that. I always wondered what that title meant, and now I know. So when people talk about it, they're gonna blue ruin it. Yeah.
You do know that 5 minutes in, though. But
yeah. It's a revenge movie.
Like Falling Down, but with
it's a sweeter
guy.
It's an unassuming revenge guy. So it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's an interesting movie.
Darkly funny, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matt, is it a foreign movie?
It's not. No, okay. It's just an independent film. I wish I knew more about it. I can't even say the whole title. It only has like 8 letters in the
whole
thing.
Maybe it had a really weird font.
That is obviously what it is. My vision is going.
You blew it and you ruined it.
Have you guys seen Hori Pooter? That's another one I like.
I think you're getting that one wrong, too. I'm pretty sure. Unless it was
one about the shark, Jews?
Oh,
have seen
no.
that?
That is way off. What about you, Oscar? Have you been to the cinema lately?
No. We have a two-year-old, and it's just so difficult. But you know what I did? I went on Amazon, and I saw Hercules, the Rocks movie.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
Terrible movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't work out for you.
Why is that the movie you went out of your way to?
I don't know.
Oh, I get this precious 90 minutes. How will I use it?
I didn't want to think too much. I didn't want to think. I just wanted to see some like popcorn bubblegum thing.
But then you end up having to think how much you hate it and yourself.
I fast forwarded to the fight scenes. The dialogue was predictable and boring. It's just awful.
It picked up a little in the fight scenes, maybe? Or?
Very little.
I can't even imagine what it would be besides fight scenes.
You know what? The last movie we went to the movies to see,
taking over the city.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, the man, the one where he's a spy. The John.
If all four of you can't actually name the most recent movie you've seen, that's going to be an interesting.
The last Philip Seymour Hoffman.
If they don't say that.
Most Wanted Man.
It's a great movie. That was great.
Another guy's yelling out Hunger Games because I guess technically that would be a later.
Yeah.
He had like three or four in the can when he
kicked the bucket.
Yeah, which is a weird way to describe it.
When you said can, when
it's such a tragic death, he kicked the bucket.
Was there a lot of heroin in the bucket?
Yeah. His number was up. The number of the amount of heroin that he could. Too soon, but whatever.
I think he would have laughed.
He would have roared, and then shot up again. Don't do drugs, you guys. Cedric, what do you got? Have you been to the cinema?
I've been to the cinema. I saw Feather Guy.
Michael Keaton.
Birdman.
Which one?
Birdman.
Oh, Birdman.
Yeah. Birdman.
Feather guy.
Feathered.
Bridge over River Man.
Did you enjoy the Birdman?
I love the Birdman.
It's a very interesting movie.
It's an amazing film, I thought, and I loved how Keaton, even when, during the play, he is. You can see him be an actor while he's acting on the play. It's really, really good.
They got to be super good to pull that shit off.
Does he shave? Because in this one, in the Blue Ruin, the guy shaves.
He shaved? He doesn't shave. I saw Gone Girl 2. I saw a lot.
Already made Gone Girl 2?
Yeah. Yeah, Gone Girl 2.
Still gone.
Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
She's gone.
After all these years.
Where's she at?
Gone Girl 2, where's she at?
Where's she at?
Tyler Perry's Gone Girl 2.
Oh, at the Magic Johnson Theater.
That would be called Where's She At also.
Tyler Perry's very good at Gone Girl.
He is.
I don't know why I say that like I'm surprised. He's obviously a great actor if he can play if he can pull off that Madea character so well. Michaela, what have you seen?
Well, I'm embarrassed, but I'm not going to lie because I don't lie. So I'm going to tell you that I was on an airplane, so I was held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Chef. Ugh.
Why? Because like you're sitting in a plane where the last thing that's going to happen is any decent food coming around, and you're just watching him just whip up all these amazing dishes.
Yes, I watched it, you know, but I hate shows, movies about like food. like I get it. You know, we're all foodies. We all like good food. I get it.
What did you think it was about when it is chef?
I almost wanted to see because I was like this perversion to see how grotesque they would be with food. I hate movies where people are eating.
I'm on board with that. I agree with you.
You know,
talking about this on your other podcast today.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
We were talking about chewing while eating on my food podcast, but
it's like ew. There's a microphone seconds away from where your mouth is salivating, and I don't need I don't need you to be like.
Does that mean you're not
perfect?
Does that mean you're not a fan of Brad Pitt because he finds a reason to eat like in almost every scene in every movie he's in. But I guess he does it in a more tasteful way.
Well, it dribbles down to his chest.
Maybe.
Right, so it's so sexy, you can't fight it.
Yeah, maybe somebody's merciful in the edit room, and they turn it down. But yeah, there's something like so precious about food movies where, do you know what I'm saying? You're totally nodding.
Precious was also a food movie. She had that bucket of chicken.
Oh, no.
Damn it, I wish I said that. Fuck. Oh. You're getting all the good black jokes out, Tyler Perry.
Sorry, I'll try to lay back on those.
Thank you. Please.
Let's play some games, you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let the games begin. Folks in the audience brought fashion some name tags that are sometimes movie related, sometimes just random things. Like that. What's that over there lit up over there?
Iron Sam.
Oh, it's a like an Iron Man doll or figure or something? Or just it's just that thing that's in his chest?
Yeah, I made it.
And that you made it?
Is that your face?
Are you Sam? You're Sam.
I sure am.
All right. Why didn't you just get this Sean Penn poster for I Am Sam and save yourself all that work? Because you already had that and already made it. All right, but it's cool. I like it.
Did you vote today?
I sure did.
Okay. So you were trying to make sure he wasn't wasting his time making Iron Man chest plates when he should be voting. Wait,
I didn't mean vote on the best Marvel character of all time. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I voted today. That's why Tommy Chong's still on Dancing with the Stars.
Can I ask a quick question?
Please.
Now that the lights are up, do you get Joaquin Phoenix a lot?
Yeah. Which guy? The one that doesn't look like Joaquin Phoenix?
Exactly.
He looks like crazy. Wait, Joaquin Phoenix.
Uh-huh. Back when he was doing his own.
When he was acting all crazy, yeah. The longer answer, please.
I really thought you
she
were
was
Joaquin.
Really interested, yeah.
Joaquin in the crazy days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you get Rabbi Shlomo a lot?
Oh, all right. All right. Sorry about that. So everybody on the panel, please go into the audience and pick the name tag that you would like to play for in today's game. Games. We'll play some games.
Oh, we're going out there?
Yeah. Go on out
there. But that crazy guy's out there.
Well, you know, you could. Matt went right for that thing.
Why not?
I can't say that I blame you. I like it a lot. All right. Well, they do that. We'll do this. We'll be right back. We're back. Who are you playing for, Matt?
I'm playing for Sam. I Am Sam. Iron Sam.
Yeah, that's the guy. And he made that elaborate thing that, like, that you could just pop that right into Robert Downey's chest and keep him alive or whatever it does in those movies. Mm-hmm. And thanks.
Gives him wit.
Good job. Yeah. He's a very witty dude.
I get to
dude.
Keep this, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I know.
I think Sam.
Did you see him? He just fucking went, his whole face went white.
We spent a day on that.
Oscar, Alexables. A guy took Alexables. Lunchables.
And he put Alex in front of
it. And changed
it
to Alexables. Good job, Alex. Did you put a shithead on the back, Alex?
I forgot.
Okay, cool. We're probably all better off anyway. And then Cedric has it, Darth Vader.
Yeah, I have Breezy Puffs. That's right. Is that your name?
And
Breezy,
it says,
Breezy Puffs. Who let the droids out? Who? Who?
That was CNN. And Michaela's got.
I have Zoe versus the volcano. And I picked this because she's like me. She does the least amount of work to get by. This is like at a beautiful little thing. She just changed the Joe to Zoe. Like this has
one letter.
A light, yeah. And I just thought I love this movie, and also nobody asked me, so I'm gonna stop talking.
Okay. But Joe versus Volcano is a classic. I saw it.
But it doesn't stand up. But yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
They don't talk about
the movie holds up,
point,
but the name tag doesn't stand up. But you don't have to stand it up, really, if you don't. You can just set it down.
Tried.
It's cool. Thank you. Speaking of seeing things on planes, I saw a lot of episodes of Trophy Wife on planes. Oh, and chose to because it was very entertaining and you were great on it.
Thank you so much.
Good
Thank
job.
You. Thank you.
To determine who goes first in today's game that we're going to play, let's do some lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
Oh my God.
How you guys doing? You doing good? You gonna fucking do this or what?
Holy shit.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Awesome. How you doing?
Fucking look good, dude.
Hitting that elliptical?
Love it.
He shows up all the time. He's like a
really?
Regular on the show now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he makes the time. Donnie helps out by driving him here and keeps the car going.
My little butler, Donnie. How you guys doing? You doing good?
We're great.
Amazing.
Yeah? Did you make that?
Sorry?
Did you make that Darth Vader thing?
No.
No, you know how this show works. This isn't it.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay. All right, so Mark's going to say a line from a movie, and you guys...
I'm going to perform it.
Just... That's what I meant to say. And he's going to perform the hell out of it, and then you guys just, as soon as you know it, just yell out what you think the answer is.
Look good, feel good.
I'm sorry.
It's always confusing what's part of it. I think it's about to start.
Charlie.
Here, this is definitely it.
There are two types of thieves in this world. Those who steal to enrich their lives, and those who steal
Willy
to
Wonka.
Refine their lives. Don't be the latter.
Don't be a ladder.
Don't be the ladder. I guess it's a movie where somebody turns into a fucking ladder.
No. Latter.
Charlie, there are two types of thieves in this world.
Tonys.
Those who steal to enrich their lives.
Departed.
And those who steal to define their lives.
Feather guy.
Don't be the latter.
He's talking about Veruca Salt.
All right, now I'm going to do it my way.
Willy
Charlie, what the fuck is wrong with you right now? Don't you understand there's two types of fucking thieves in this world? There's thieves who fucking steal to enrich the fucking lives, and then there's thieves who steal to fucking define their lives. Don't be the fucking latter, dude. Do you know what it is? Can we do another line from the movie?
If you got another one, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Nobody knows what it is. I'm not playing, but I also don't know.
Okay, ready? I got a job for you. It's in Italy. I got a job for you.
Italian job.
The American.
It is the Italian
Steven
job.
Steven got it. The Italian job.
Where'd it fucking go?
So the first line was from Italian job.
Yeah.
And then that
the
next,
second line
that
was
next
a line,
thing was more of a clue.
No, that was a line that I kept fucking pitching because I'm like, we need to say this fucking line at some point in this movie. And Edward Norton's uppity ass wouldn't let me fucking do it.
I was in that movie.
You were in that fucking
That's
movie.
That's right, yeah.
Security guard, you fucking killed it, bro. That's right.
Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
Hey,
Thank you, Mark.
Can I say one thing before I go?
Oh, he's going to show us something before he goes.
No, just one thing before I go. Here's
okay,
the deal.
Here we go.
8:30 tonight, UCB Sunset. Yeah. If you go straight fucking there from this show, I'm going to do a fucking show that's going to change your lives. The first five people to go there and say Funky Bunch is getting in for free. I fucking mean it. I got to go. I got to go do that fucking show.
Yeah, you got to go tell them that to be ready for people to walk up and say Funky Bunch.
Oh, they're going
to
be fucking ready, dude. Everybody's ready around. Everybody have a good night. Oscar, you look fucking great, dude.
Thank you, Mark.
Did you only watch the part of the movie that you were in?
That's all. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember that there was anyone named Charlie in that movie. And the two different things that he said, talked about. I don't remember any of that. But good job, Cedric. You get to go first in a game that, yeah.
Oscar's you look great, though.
Oscar's very proud of you.
You look beautiful, by the way.
But I was on an airplane.
Okay. I was hitting on
you. And
I'm
I was sitting between two
guys. Hitting on you.
I was
Oscar.
Sitting between two guys, and I watched Kill Your Darlings with Daniel Radcliffe. I didn't know it was a gay porn. He's got his knees behind his ankles, and the scene went on and on. And I'm sitting between two guys who are watching football and like NASCAR, and I'm like. Anyway, continue. It was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable.
Were you mimicking it?
What's that?
Why was it uncomfortable?
Because the gay scenes went on for a long time, and they were very explicit, and it was...
Now, if they were hetero scenes...
I would have... It
would
still would have been
like,
too...
Fucking yeah,
no,
that's what I want.
No, it would have been too long. I get it. I'm like, I get what you're doing. Continue. Next scene.
You should have just nudged those guys and went, if this plane crashes, let's do this. Let's give this ankles behind the ears thing a try.
That would have made it better, is what you're saying.
Anyway. I do like it, though, when you're in between a couple of TVs like that and there's, like, games on the other TVs, because then when you do want to look away from the explicit gay sex, you can, you know, macho it up with...
You can cool it down.
NASCAR and shit, yeah. Cool it way down. All right. We're going to play Last Man Stanton, and it's a very simple game, but difficult at the same time. Oh. Cedric will start, and we take turns naming... I'll play, too. For fun, we take turns naming the films of a person that we will select in a moment.
Okay.
And if you can't think of one, you're out.
Okay.
Is basically how it works.
Okay. See you later, guys.
No, not out as in have to leave. You can still stick around and make jokes and have a nice time.
Okay.
With the remaining 14 minutes of the program.
Work and, the table.
Maybe clean
this
it.
This fucking table's getting wiped down before next week's show. It's the last thing I do. Because it is disgusting now that you pointed it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
There's like dried vomit on here or something. Now I'm fingering it.
That's poop. Yeah. That's character.
Yeah. You like to watch that on planes? Yeah.
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 All right, my friend that we were talking to earlier that looks like Joaquin Phoenix during a specific period of time in his life. Do you ever wear like pants with no belt like he did in Her? I'm really looking forward to that Inherent Vice. That looks like he plays a really wacky character.
Yeah,
in that.
I'm excited about that.
okay, so you get to pick an actor, an actress, or a director, but someone with a really large body of work. So we have lots of titles to pick from.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. I love it. That's a great one. Cedric, you go first.
We'll go with The Accused.
Okay, that says a lot about you, I think.
Yep. Looking at you, Breezy Puffs.
Oh, no.
What's up, girl?
Let's go play pinball. Michaela?
Hotel New Hampshire.
Yes. I like, there's a line in that movie where they say about Seth Green's character, he's a little boy in that movie, they say, they call him Egg, and they're like, why do you call him Egg? And the girl goes, because he was born an egg, and he's still an egg. And that's probably the moment in that movie that makes the most sense. All right.
You mean all the incest didn't really work?
I'll go with Panic Room. Mm. Oh. Matt?
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, I see what you did there. Don't do that again on the next time around.
No more joking around.
Yeah,
no more fucking around, guys.
Use.
No more misspelling on purpose.
People know how strict I am. I like exact titles. What do you think, Oscar?
Taxi Driver.
Oh, of course. So cute in that. Cedric?
Contact.
Mm-hmm. That's Interstellar. They were thinking about calling that Contact 2. Michaela?
This is a movie that literally my parents announced they were getting a divorce to. Bugsy Malone.
They brought you to see it?
No, I was like, do you know what guys know what Bugsy Malone is?
They got a sitter and went to see this movie about little kids?
I told them it was going to be on TV on Channel 3 at 8, 7 Central. And they said, okay, we're all meeting in the living room. And I was like, okay, but in 10 minutes, I called the TV. I called the TV and they said, okay, but we're having a family meeting. And then they started in with, your mother and I have decided to separate. And then my sisters burst into tears. And I go, just looked at my watch.
You're like Rain Man, Bugsy Malone in 5.
I thought, how long? long do I have to pretend to be like surprised and upset before I get to like move into back into the turn the TV on? Because it would be very disrespectful in the middle of like, oh, that's terrible, guys. My name is Tallulah.
Well, that was very interesting aspect of this game that I from now on, guys, if anything traumatic happened to you connected to a Jodie Foster movie, I'm going to go with Flight Plan, which was basically Panic Room, but in a plane.
All right, this is where I embarrass myself.
It's not embarrassing.
I'm trying to think of one of the ones she did when she was a kid. Was it she?
Oh, yeah, I just thought of a couple.
And I know it's one of the two in my head. Is it? Was she in Parent Trap?
Nope.
Damn it.
Oscar?
Nell?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
take Freaky Friday.
Yeah, you are. That's the one you bet.
God damn it.
Oh, man, I'm going to go even deeper and weirder in her child performances and say Candle Shoe. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry, I went out of turn.
Candle
Shoe. I'll take it. Yeah.
Smart.
Very
struggling, too.
Good play.
To kind of.
All right, I'll go with Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, man.
Matt's out.
I'm going to say Parent Trap.
You're out. I told you to leave. Oscar. And the Oscar goes with.
Get off me! When the pinball machine, when she's being molested on a pinball machine or something.
You're huge.
Are you really?
I got
that's
raped
accused?
To that
you
movie.
Said that.
That's the accused. I got raped on a Bugsy Malone pinball machine.
You sum up Pinball Wizard. That's a great movie.
She's not in Chicago.
Well, I do not know her whereabouts at this time.
I'm out, Doug.
Oscar's out. Cedric.
I'm trying to think of that one with Denzel and her.
Oh, yeah. Denzel. She plays a nanny?
She's a human beatbox in it?
25th Hour?
That Spike Lee movie? No.
Yeah.
Why? Because.
That is the Spike Lee movie, yeah.
But what does Jodie Foster play in it?
She's
it's like Ed Norton and Philip Seymour Hoffman and.
Yeah.
All right, you're out.
I'm out.
You're out.
I couldn't think of that movie.
Do you have another one, Michaela?
Somebody said Contact already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Bird on a Wire?
Oh, yeah, she's great as Goldie Hawn.
Should have said.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat Doug in this.
But as long as I lose sometimes, but it just, because you just, it suddenly just everything drops out. You can't think of another one, and there's got to be at least 30 more.
Oh, I got wrong.
Oh, shit. Too late. But, Maverick.
Is
the one I'll say to put the final nail in the coffin.
Was she in that one with Mel Gibson that she
directed?
Maverick,
she directed.
Yeah.
With the Beaver. That's the one I
directed. The Beaver, she directed. She also directed Home for the Holidays and Little Man Tate. I would have accepted those.
You would have accepted it?
Mm-hmm. And she's in Elysium, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't open it up to the audience yet, though. So I'm going to have to ask and Matt Besser.
That French movie. That French movie.
Mm-hmm.
Les Trappes de la Parente. Remember?
Okay, audience, yell them out.
Inside Man.
Carney.
That's
Summersby with Richard Gere.
Summersby, that's right.
Parent Trap. She's not in Backdraft. Backtrap? Backtrack. What the fuck is that?
It's the prequel to Backdraft.
A Dennis Hopper movie?
Dennis Hopper? Mm, okay. I don't remember.
She takes a shower in it.
She takes a shower in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The Jodie Foster story.
It was in...
She was in that?
BuzzFeed's 10 hottest shower scenes.
All right, well... Oh, you mean like the temperature of the shower? 10 actresses scalded by shower scenes. So I think that means, correct me if I'm wrong, Cedric's our winner? Was he the last man Stanton? Was he the last one to say a correct one? Or was it Michaela?
It wasn't me.
It was a tie.
It wasn't a tie.
I thought it was you.
One person goes after another. I mean, before me was...
We all got eliminated, they're saying. Are they
we all got eliminated.
Yeah, you're all out, but somebody lasted the longest.
Michaela.
All right.
But she only, but that's because she went last. What? It's a tie.
She went second.
I went second.
It was started with Cedric, and she went second.
But they only got the only.
All you
got
to do to win this thing is come up with more of the movies until
it's okay.
Too late.
I don't have to. I don't have to win.
You're a goddamn cheater.
Congratulations, Zoe. Is it Zoe?
Woo!
You won the prize bag. And do we have, we don't have shitheads on the back of any of these name tags.
Mine does.
Zoe's does, but she got the prize bag, so she doesn't get to name a shithead.
Okay.
Oh, it does, okay. Awesome, so we just need Alexables to come up and, wow, this thing is, I've never seen Darth Vader so covered in hair. There's all these crazy hairs all over.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch that.
Oh, this hair is kind of cool.
You
can be like a magician and pretend he moved. Oh, no, it didn't work.
Do you comb your hair with Darth Vader? That's so weird.
He's an action figure / comb. Where's Alexables? What's the holdup? You had to walk this far? Right, just write somebody right there for me to call a shithead.
I can read it. I don't know who it is, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is taking a weird turn. All right. I like this one. Thanks to all of my guests. Thanks for being here, you guys. Michaela Watkins, Cedric Yarbrough, and Oscar Nunez are all involved in Benched. So watch that on the USA Network. And Matt.
Tonight at 10:30.
Tonight, there you go. Oh. So, podcast listeners, you missed it. check it out next week. Tuesdays at 10:30.
You can go on the website.
The website?
USA website, sure.
Cool. Tonight's episode number 2?
Number 2.
Awesome.
You can watch both on the website, though.
You made 8 for the first season?
12.
That's what I meant.
Characters, welcome. I'm going to have something on Adult Swim just November 10th through 14th. It's one of those infomercial parodies. Rich Fulcher and I did it. It's called In Search of Miracle Man. You'll probably forget what I just said, but so go to mattbesser.com. But yeah. Check it out.
Or just DVR. turn on Nick at Night or whatever, Adult Swim, and just leave it.
There you go.
You'll come across it eventually. And... I don't have any more plugs, I don't think. DouglasMovies.com. We'll see you guys here next week. And as always, Sam Cohn is a shithead.
Who is that?
I don't know. That's what Iron Sam wanted to get out to the world.
Are you
your own
Sam
name?
Cohn?
Are you our, your
oh,
own...
you called yourself a shithead? Oh, it is a good soundbite to have for yourself, me calling you a shithead. There's hardly a higher honor.
Cut to him in his office when his cell phone rings. Sam Cohn's a shithead. Sam Cohn's a shithead.
And Gordon Jump is a shithead?
Who's that?
You know, from WKRP in Cincinnati. And also, I believe, was the guy that touched Gary Coleman inappropriately on Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, this guy over here. Oh, yeah.
Really?
That was a different stroke.
Yeah. He touched... That's Gordon Jump, but I think rest in peace, right? Isn't he dead?
Yeah.
I'm bringing this show tonight. No apologies to put your hands together, because this thing is coming in right on fucking time. I'm pretty proud of it. And as always, anyone that works at SeaWorld is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in